The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame has two new members to its 2016 induction class. Tonight, these two new inductees will join 35 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. Let's recognize the two new inductees now. Our first inductee to the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame is Casey May Dews. Casey is a 1995 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. She was a standout for the volleyball, basketball, and softball teams during her high school career, earning four letters in each for a total of 12 varsity letters. In softball, Casey was chosen as the best defensive player as a sophomore and the best offensive player as a senior. She was chosen honorable mention District 8 as a junior and second team All Northwest District as a senior. She was named first team All MAC in volleyball during both her junior and senior seasons. She was selected first team District 8 as well as third team All Ohio for her senior season in 1994. She received the Indian Award as a junior and she was chosen as the team MVP as a senior. Casey also earned first-team All-MAC honors in basketball for 2 years. As a senior, she was selected as a District 8 team, second-team member and played in the District 8 All-Star game. She currently ranks fifth in career steals with 225, eighth in the season steals with 77, and 21st in career scoring with 535 points. Casey continued her athletic career at Bluffton University, where she lettered in volleyball for 4 years and earned a number of all-conference honors, including Conference Freshman of the Year in 1995, All-Conference First Team in 1998, and the Athlete of the Year in 1999. She was nominated for the GTE Academic All-American Award in 1999. She still holds Bluffton's single-season kill record, and she ranks second in career digs. Casey currently resides in the area. She and her husband, Tim, have two children, Molly, who is 10, and Eli, who is 8. The kids attend New Bremen local schools. Since her since her graduation from Bluffton College in 1999, she has worked in corporate sales and real estate, and she has been a stay-at-home mom. She is currently the student employment coordinator for Wright State University Lake Campus. Congratulations, Casey, on your induction into the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame. Our second inductee tonight is Mr. Chuck Benn. Chuck was a basketball star at Fort Recovery High School from 1996 to 2000. He earned three varsity letters and numerous individual honors. Chuck was a leading scorer and rebounder for the Indians during both his junior and senior seasons. During his junior year, he helped the Indians advance all the way to the state final game, in which we should have won. In that contest, Chuck scored 34 points to give him a total of 65 points in the two state games, earning him a spot on the state all-tournament team. Chuck was named All-MAC first team during his junior and senior seasons and player of the year as a junior. He was selected to play in both the North-South All-Star Game and the Indiana-Ohio All-Star Game. He was also chosen as a District 8 first team member. Chuck's accomplishments at FRHS includes 7th high single game scoring with 39 points, 11th in career points with 1,060, and 12th best in the season scoring with 475 points in 98-99. He had 825 career rebounds. Chuck continued his basketball career at Capital University, where he earned 4 varsity letters and was selected the first team All-Ohio Athletic Conference. Chuck and his wife, April, currently live in Portland, Indiana. They have 3 girls, Cameron, who is 16, Emily, who is 14, Elena, who is 6. They're expecting another little one in February, but he decided to come this morning. So congratulations, Chuck. Chuck's got a new baby boy, Charles. That's pretty cool. Chuck has been teaching math at the JCAP Corporation for the last 9 years. Congratulations, Chuck Ben, on your induction into the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, let's recognize these two class of 2016 inductees in the Athletic Hall of Fame one more time. They gave us a lot of thrills out here. I enjoyed every minute watching both of them. The display honoring these past inductees is in the hallway just behind me here. There will be a reception at the KSC Hall following tonight's varsity game. Everyone is invited. There also is a listing of past inductees in tonight's program. Also included in the program and on the table out in the commons is a copy of nomination form for Athletic Hall of Fame. If you know of a candidate who should be considered by selection committee, please take a form home, complete it, and return it to the high school. Anyone can nominate a candidate. The only limiting requirement is the nominee must be out of school for at least 7 years. On behalf of the Athletic Booster Club, thanks for helping us honor these great athletes, coaches, and teams from Fort Recovery High School. Thanks a lot, guys.